Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Corey Fleming was a trusted name in the South Carolina legal community, a man who had spent years building his reputation as a respected attorney, someone who could be relied on in times of need. He was well-connected, a part of the fabric of the legal world that revolved around the Murdaugh family. But in a place where trust is currency, Corey Fleming's name would soon become synonymous with betrayal. To the outside world, Corey was just another lawyer doing his job. But beneath the surface of his professional life was a friendship that tied him to one of the most scandalous families in recent memory, the Murdaughs. His connection to Alex Murdaugh wasn't just professional, it was personal. They had known each other for years, close enough that when Alex needed help, Corey was the man he called. But as we've learned, when it comes to Alex Murdaugh, nothing is ever simple. Corey Fleming was a trusted friend, but sometimes trust can be dangerous. It all started with Gloria Satterfield, the Murdaugh family's beloved housekeeper, the woman who had worked for them for more than two decades. In 2018, Gloria died following a tragic fall at the Murdaugh family estate. It was a heartbreaking loss for everyone who knew her, but for Alex Murdaugh, it was an opportunity. Shortly after Gloria's death, Alex approached her two sons, Tony and Brian Satterfield, with a proposal. They could file a wrongful death claim against him and his insurance companies, Alex explained, and they could receive a substantial settlement to compensate them for the loss of their mother. And Alex had just the man for the job, Corey Fleming, his trusted friend. Fleming took on the case, representing Tony and Brian as they sought justice for their mother's death. But what the Satterfield brothers didn't know was that Corey Fleming wasn't working for them at all. In fact, he was working alongside Alex Murdaugh to ensure that the settlement money, millions of dollars meant for Gloria's sons, never reached them. It was a plan as bold as it was callous. Alex and Corey, two men who had been entrusted with the law, were conspiring to steal from a grieving family. The Satterfield brothers had no idea that the man they thought was fighting for them was actually working to enrich himself and his friend. Corey Fleming helped orchestrate the scheme, filing legal documents, negotiating settlements, and quietly siphoning off the money that rightfully belonged to Gloria's sons. All in all, nearly $4.3 million vanished into thin air, disappearing into the pockets of Alex Murdaugh and Corey Fleming. And the Satterfield brothers? They received nothing. For a time, it seemed as though the plan had worked. Alex and Corey had managed to deceive the Satterfields, the court, and even the legal system. But as we've learned in the long, sordid saga of the Murdaugh family, the truth has a way of coming out. In the wake of Alex Murdaugh's fall from grace, after his conviction for the brutal murders of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, authorities began to take a closer look at his finances. What they found was a tangled web of lies, fraud, and theft. And at the center of that web was Corey Fleming. It wasn't long before Corey's role in the Satterfield settlement scheme came to light. The trusted attorney, the man who had built his career on helping others, had become just another player in Alex Murdaugh's empire of deceit. And the consequences were swift. Corey Fleming was charged with multiple counts of conspiracy and fraud, accused of helping Alex Murdaugh steal from the very people he had sworn to protect. It was a stunning fall from grace for a man who had once been respected in the legal community. But as the details of Corey's involvement emerged, so too did questions about his motivations. Was he simply following the orders of his powerful friend, or was he an active participant, a willing accomplice in the scheme to defraud the Satterfield family? Some say Corey was blinded by his loyalty to Alex, that he had been swept up in the Murdaugh family's web of influence and control. After all, the Murdaughs had been a dominant force in South Carolina's legal landscape for generations, and their power was hard to resist. For years, Alex had used his charm and connections to manipulate those around him, and perhaps Corey was no exception. But others aren't so sure. They argue that Corey Fleming knew exactly what he was doing, that he wasn't just a pawn in Alex's game, but a key player in the larger scheme. After all, Corey wasn't just Alex's attorney. He was a close personal friend, someone who had benefited from the Murdaugh family's wealth and status. And in the end, he had made a choice to betray the Satterfield brothers, to steal from them in their time of need. Whatever the truth may be, Corey Fleming's actions have left a trail of devastation in their wake. The Satterfield brothers, already grieving the loss of their mother, were forced to grapple with the reality that the man they had trusted to fight for them had been working against them all along. And now, Corey Fleming's once promising career lies in ruins. He has been disbarred, and he faces the possibility of spending years behind bars for his role in the scheme. But as we've seen in the Murdaugh saga, the repercussions go far beyond the courtroom. The betrayal of trust, the exploitation of the vulnerable, has left a deep scar on the community. It has shaken the very foundation of the legal system that people like Corey Fleming and Alex Murdaugh were supposed to uphold. The story of Corey Fleming is one of loyalty gone wrong, of greed and betrayal. But perhaps most of all, it's a reminder of the lengths to which some will go to protect themselves, even at the expense of others. For Corey, the consequences of those choices are still unfolding. And for the Satterfield family, the fight for justice continues. As the legal proceedings move forward, there is one thing we know for certain. Gloria Satterfield deserved better, and so did her sons.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.